Good morning. Welcome to the pre-bid for the January 17th, 2019 bid opening. I have a few comments to make before I go through my notes. Please turn off your cell phones. Don't forget to sign in the attendance sheet. Please include the JP County letting date and call order in all your correspondence with Office Engineer Division. The Civil Rights Division would like to request all the prime contractors to make sure that the main contact person and their email is current on our database with the Civil Rights Division, so that when they are going through the bid submissions, when bids are open, they have the correct contact information. The sample proposals, plans, and geotech reports and design files are available on our website. And for all bids for projects requiring pre-qualification, they must be submitted via Bid Express. And exceptions to this policy will be discussed on a project-by-project basis. And any firm bidding a project as a joint venture must complete the request for joint venture form, which is posted on our website. And the order form included in the long and short form must be used to order plans and proposals. And all revisions, including estimate revisions, are due by noon of Tuesday of next week. And a few more comments. We have a constructability review for a project in Bryan County that's going to happen right after this bid opening, after this pre-bid meeting. And it will occur in this very room, so I ask all contractors to attend. And effective with the January 17th bid opening, the department will no longer issue hard copy revisions of the plans or the proposals to plan holders. So all the revisions that come as a result of this meeting will be posted on our website by 8 a.m. on Friday of next week. But if anyone wants a hard copy, they can still request it from us, but we will no longer automatically send the hard copies. And I think that's end of my comments. And the first project is call order 142 in Logan County on State Highway 51. And on this project, we are adding a flexible work order of June 3rd, 2019. And we're also revising the plans. And those are several questions on this project. The first question, the traffic items for this project are for a speed feedback trailer. The pay item is a lump sum. Can you clarify how many trailers are to be included in this pay item and if ODOT will keep these at the end of the project? And the response to this is the lump sum pay item is to include two trailers, and ODOT will keep the trailers at the end of the project. We will revise the plans to incorporate this information. And then there was a request to add a flex start, and which we have done. Okay, the next project for which I do not have an answer is call order 157 in Marshall County. On sheet AR03, note 5 states that multi-polymer stripe is not to be less than 120 mil thickness. The standard thickness for multi-polymer is 25 mil thickness. Can you please clarify? And this is from... The designer is Ashley Hawkins in Division 2. Anyone from Division 2?
We'll get back. I'll check with him and get back with him.
Okay. So we'll look into this. The next project is call order 181 in Oklahoma County, Northwest 10th Street. On this project, we are going to revise the contract time. It initially had 45 days. And we are going to revise it to have a complete by date of September 10th, 2019. Right, and there was several more questions, and these have to do with the lighting on the project. And I don't have answers on these, but I'll go ahead and read the questions. On plan sheet AR01, lighting pay quantities, structural concrete note 10, states that the concrete pole bases shall be constructed in accordance with OG&E standard light pole base. There is not a detail of the OG&E standard light pole bases in the plans. Can the engineer provide this detail sheet? The next question, upon reviewing the lighting plan sheets T7 through T10, it appears there are 36 each pedestrian light pole bases and 22 each roadway light pole bases. Different type of light pole bases required for different pole bases. Next question. There is not a schedule of light poles in the plans. Can the engineer provide a schedule of these that shows location, pole base type, cubic yards of structural concrete, reinforcing steel, and the size of anchor balls? Next question. Plan sheet AR01, lighting pay quantities, shows three different type pole boxes. Size 1, size 2, and 3. Typically, OG&E requires a pull box size 1 at every light pole base. What size of pull boxes and how many of each type will be required for the lighting section? Next question. The lighting standards for this project show the use of GMF 1200 standard for the light pole bases. This is not the most recent ordered standard for these. Should we use this standard or should the most recent GMF standard be used? Next question. The traffic signal standards for this project are not the most recent ODOT standards. Should we use the standards showed on Plan Sheet 1 or will this be revised to show the most recent ODOT standards? And I don't have a response for these questions, so we'll get back to you. All right, next question. Next project is call order 182 in Oklahoma County. This is the I-44 project. I had three questions on this project. And the first question is, will the department consider increasing the calendar days from 45 to 75? No. All right. Then the second question, in the plans, it mentions that two lanes have to be open at all times. There is no traffic control plan to show how this is to be done. For this to be done, traffic will have to be shifted onto the existing shoulders since there are only three through lanes. Please clarify or revise. Okay, is Logan here? Okay.
The plans have been revised. It's clarified in the plan sheets now.
Okay, that are currently on sale, right?
Correct.
Okay. And question 3, are there any lane restrictions for this job? Okay. Okay, we will add some lane rental. Okay. Okay, then now we go on to the afternoon pre-bid questions. And the first project is call order 259 in Custer County. And on this project, we are going to add a flexible work order of September 9th, 2019. Next project is call order 268 in Dewey County. And on this project, we are adding a prosecution and progress special provision. Right. Okay, next project is call order 292 in McIntosh County. And there were two questions on this project. On plan sheet number 2, Note 7 describes a separator fabric between two layers of asphalt pavement. Can further details be provided on this? Why would you want two layers of hot mix with a separator fabric in between them? And the consultant is looking into this question. And the second question is, the first step of the sequence of construction plan sheets direct to cold mill the entire project. This project has a special provision for disincentive for exposed cold mill surfaces. Can this special provision be deleted? And we are looking into this question. Okay, the next project is call order 301 in Maury County. And there was three questions on this project. First question, on sheet AT01, note TC39 states for the contractor to provide a person 24 hours a day to maintain the traffic control devices. This is tied to all the traffic control pay items. ODOT in the past has had a separate pay item for this. Can this be clarified? And we will provide a revision with TC39 removed and a general note as provided, stating that the contractor shall provide a person to be on call 24 hours a day as needed as determined by the engineer. This person shall hold a current certification from the American Traffic Safety Service Association or the Oklahoma Traffic Engineering Association as a traffic control technician or traffic control supervisor. And the second question was, remote control changeable message sign pay item, can ODOT clarify this pay item? The pay item is usually for a portable changeable message sign. And the response to this is we will provide a revision that removes this pay item and replaces it with pay item 882-8306 with an identical quantity. And the last question is, the construction signs 16 square feet to 32.99 square feet seem to be extremely overstated. 108,000 sign days for 150-day project. And this quantity will be revised, and this change will be included in the revision. Next project is call order 340 in Sequoia County. And there was a request to add a flex to this project, and this was denied. And next project is call order 346 in Texas County. And on this project, we are revising the plans and the pay items. There was a question, can a pay item be added for arrow display type C? For this will be used for the lane closures, and this pay item will be added. The next project is call order 349 in Tillman County, and on this project we are adding a prosecution and progress special provision. And call order 352 in Wagoner County has been pulled from this letting. And that is the end of my notes. And if there are no further questions, I'll hand this over to Anthony for the constructability review on the Bryan County project. Oh, there's a question?
Yes. I've got a question on Carter County 238. Utilities, have they been confirmed if they've been relocated or any conflicts utility-wise in that area? Carter County, the pedestrian rehab project.
Okay, you'll verify. Okay.
I will verify.
All right.
Question on call 301, Maury County. Can you take another look at the days on the project? Preliminary look shows the forecast about 250 days.
What call order was that?
301.
301, okay. Call order 301 in Maury County. And what was the question?
Can you take another look at the days on the project?
Okay. It currently has 150 calendar days. Okay.
We'll take a look at it.
Okay. Okay, we will review. Okay, any further questions? All right. Okay.
All right, we're getting ready to transition into the constructability review for the Calera project. We'll give everybody a few minutes to exit if they're not here for that project before we continue. Well, I thank everybody for coming out, braving the elements. You guys be safe. Enjoy your weekends.